because as you think, so you become. But what guru? God is one who comes of itself. In Urdu the word khuda means khuda, who comes of himself. He knows where he is working. Not you and not I, generally. So any form does come up of itself. That is right. Then visualize it. You mark this very fine difference as compared with all other teachings of the Dhammas. As sweet rooms of the Master, just like he always reminds you of the Master, go to that circle. Play and sing. Cut out. Go with it. You'll find it. You don't visualize him, then you'll find him. When you enter the room, he's there. This is my finding, you see. And confirmed by my Master. You always say when I initiate, now tell you to visualize Master form. So many of you have been initiated, did you hear from me anything? But even then, at the time of initiation, you will find some douchey Master form of yourself. That's the difference. Generally, Master advises all in which I may fall in. Let you for a time, you've got something to see, to stay your gaze. By concentration, you get little concentration. But what you become, what he is, not more than that. This is a very delicate point, I will tell you. Dronacharya, as you do, historically, he was the archer. Very much adept in archery. He had one art, you see. He would shoot the arrow in such a way that the mouth of the animal shone, passed through the mouth, both shone like needle. One, this lower class man came up to him, "Will you kindly make me your disciple?" Though that it was inferiority complex. No, you are not fit for that. You are lower class. But what did he do now? He had seen the Dronacharya. You see? Dronacharya did not permit him, he would not allow him to come to him. What did he do? He made a statue of the earth of the Dronacharya. You to visualize it. Naturally, that began to appear to him because he was the archer. He learnt archery from him, from that mental formation. He was in the wilderness just, he shoot an arrow, shot an arrow. And Dona was passing by, he saw one mouth of a deer is shown with the arrow. Who is it? This heart has never shown to anybody so far. Who are you? Sir, I am your. I am your. I never make you my disciple. Sir, you refused. I made a statue of you. And I am visualizing you all the time. I learned this. So you can learn archery, and the one art he has, but not guarded. This is the reason I tell you why I never advise giving instructions. Almost all masters do give this. This very point started from the question, you see. she put it. Thank you. I have a sweet mama. My master too. There is no other master. Then when that disciple, a peak, went to his guru, peak, he told him, look here, disciple, when you thought of me, I was in God, and God was in me. And you became in me, and you are everyone, everything was God. These things are given in books, you see, but not so vividly, now you have. It is a blessing, you see. And just you see your own body from that. Many masters said like that. He said, one master says, look here, you have just taken the every part, every tissue of my body, control all the tissues of my body, my veins, and myself, so much so that I have forgotten myself. It is you left alone I am no more. These are ways to express. In Persian they say, Ajaib Vajudum, Hamagi Yar Bhagrist, Kinnames Balam Barman. But Dani Hamaho. Zaira to Mabohi, Mera Name Magrantur Matubatra. This is a feat of love, you see. This you have to dwell. The more sincere, the more devoted, no words are there, you see. Guru Nanak, all these are in the life, these things, you see. He was just employed in a shop to weigh out things. The others came to buy. So once somebody came to buy something, you're going to weigh out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13. 13 words in Urdu means dine, I'm dying. 13 words also means 10 plus 3, you see. When he came out there, he began to say, I am dying, go away. And the people complained to the masters, oh, he's going to spoil all your things. He thought all out of it, I am dying. Can you feel that? Tenth Guru. I gave you examples, you see. You are going to praise God. That is a Punjabi, I'll just simply give you something. He was saying, well, all earth is you, all skies are you. You are in all waters are you. Just go on. Went on. Tuhi means it is you. In Persian language, Zameen tuhi, zamaan tuhi, makin tuhi, makaan tuhi, jalas tuhi, nadas tuhi, nadas tuhi. He went on repeating tuhi for 3 days I was for God. This is two, means one and one is two. Child is a part of mother's body. and initiate is part of the spirit of the person. This means I and my father one. Christ said, well, look, I've come. I don't say anything. I'll only say what I've been told to do. They're always conscious of if that power is. We are not. That's the ultimate goal. Amongst you see, when they meet, they say, Vajji ka khalsa, Vajji ka. Oh God, I'm thine, O Lord. I'm thine, O Lord. Both repeat, I said, Urdu. I am thine, O. He repeats, I am thine. I am thine. Both repeat. The way of accosting each other. You follow? All the world over, all the books, all the scriptures, burn them away the sweet remembrance of God. That's all. Your own self is one. Let it remain and nobody else. Go to it. This is the first step where we fail. Excuse me. Out of grace he has given you contact all at once. That is grace. You cannot earn it. Yogis had earned it in years and years. You got the very first day. How thankful you should be. Some or other, you see, Vaheguru words in the sixth. Oh God, man, you are mysterious, you are, strange. Goes beyond all explanation, you see. Scriptures are full of them. We only ruminate over them, you see. Half is. He once wrote one poem, you see, he said, you want it, that's in Arabic, you see. Mati, this is Arabic I'm quoting, you know. Mati ma talke mantavi adi dunya ho. You want to find God, leave everything, go to the wilderness and seek remembrance. Do nothing. There's one Nandlal. He was, enamored of the ten guru. He replies, well, dear friend, why are you going to find God in the wilderness? Here the God's telling. In the doctor. The only one I will open, you see. Shama Sabrai tells it terribly. Oh men, you are going in party to the place of pilgrimage. Why are you going there? Come here. God is here. God is here. The words of those who realize. That is why I say, if you go near a master, it is just you go near a, near the God. God is in him. You go to a house where your beloved lives, are you near him? You bow down to the house, you are not bowing to the house, but to the God in him, to the, your beloved in him. Very simple things I'm telling you. It's a sort of intoxication, I say. learned people. Learning is good. All knowledge doctrine is good. That's the helping factor. That is the garland of flowers round the round of a learned man. All knowledge. He can explain things in so many ways, in so many simple ways. These are very simple. That is the point, but still how simple they are put. An unlearned man has to say the same thing, but he has not so much vocabulary here at his command. That's the difference of it all. Learned and the unlearned both have to do the same thing.
Tuesday the 26th of March 1974, morning darshan, Manav Kendra, Dehradun.
God, we are again looking at you today, this morning. God bless you. How are you getting up? With your meditation? How many of you had the good fortune to see Master's form today? How many of you? Hands up. Full hands up.
Seven men.
That's good. How many? Bye bye, Krishna. Tez Rashmi Suri ki Krishna se kya ho? To haath karo.
18.
Are you counting all right?
Did I make a mistake?
Alright. How many have you seen already red light? Purple light, please. कितने और इन मामनी रश्मी दारों की देखी हो हमने सी स्ट्रॉन्ग मूनलाइट
20
हाउ मेनी सीन ऑल द व्हाइट लाइट
33 इनसाइड
Those in golden light are very light blue.
33 inside, Master.
Blue sky.
45 inside.
And anyone of you saw a big star or moon? A big star or moon did burst, or you crossed it. You crossed it.
Five, Master.
Others were some flashes of light.
10, Master.
And yeah, you have seen very pitch dark. Maria Rio. No, that's all. We should progress from day to day. Though the reason being the primary cause, we should go up. Next higher, still higher. Don't do the duty of a boatman. Boatman, you know what? He goes, he lets it be with it, then again come back. Don't even reach your island, you started once. Put in more time, more accurately, with full devotion, single-mindedness, there's no reason why you should not improve. Where there's a will, there's a way. Yes, please.
During meditation, is it all right to have remembrance of the physical form of the Master? Sometimes I find it helps me remember what I'm doing. Other times, otherwise I get very dry feeling during meditation.
I think when giving instruction at the time of initiation, I never brought this point in view. I never ask you to visualize, not to premeditate anymore. Why?
Not visualize, sir. Just a sweet remembrance.
What sweet remembrance means? What is premeditating or meditation? Think of the Master. You are attention. I always tell you to pray before the city. To the Master, to God in Him, O God, help us. All, any weak man will pray to the strong man for help. Pray and then sit. Go with Him. You are wise doing as you are thinking of the Master form. Not if your attention is not from devotion there. Is it? I'll give you an example. You see? Man who is sitting inside the room. You go within the room, you may think of it. While going into the room, you may think of the Master or not. The sooner you enter, you see. It is there. When initiation is given, you see. Master's form is tight. It is there always. Controlling, guiding all your affairs. It's a matter of going with entering with. This is question, of course, as I told you before too. I'm just a beginner like you. As I went to the Master, asking, well, man, his attention will be drawn from all outside, and he has not reached that form within, what should one do? The Master very simply replied, well, look here. You think of your brothers, your sisters, your relations, your friends. It is bad. Is it bad to think of the Master? That's all. Then let us understand why things happen. Then I told him, the Master what to do. The man is just having attention inside and also thinking of the Master. I said, look here. When the man is sitting inside, you may think of him inside or not. Two, you enter. And you'll find him. It is there. That is why I now prescribe that in almost of the five so-called gurus, they do enjoy and visualize my form. All. Majority you'll find. Why I don't advise? A reason for that. God forbid, if the man is not perfect, what will you become? But you. If he's not what, then you're a burden on him, whatever his power is, his power will be stopped. And you cannot go further than that. If he's imperfect, you'll remain imperfect. You'll become what he is. As you think, so you become. That is why purposely I never advise anybody to visualize master form. Pray and sit. Go with it. Now further question may come up about photos. Photos are kept for sweet memories of your relatives, friends. You know. By seeing you remember your friend. You know? And further one thing more. If a man of whom you are thinking of visualizing, he is of the same level as you are, or below your level, you'll find it all at once. The one who goes higher than you, you cannot visualize his form. Sometimes you see his arm, sometimes head, sometimes leg. That's it. You are? Lens, photograph lens, how strong it is, take the minus thing. If it's not so strong, it will take only coarse thing, isn't it? You follow my point? To set sweet memories of the master, pray, where all human efforts fail, there prayer succeed. Prayer is life of the initiate. But you go on praying, not do what you want. You stand in the door. So I'm outside. Come in, please, come in, please. You don't leave the door. But I'm getting gone. You follow my point? I'm in favor of sweet love all the time of the Guru. So, any questions you got? No. Yes, please.
Master, today when my body, I began to feel it go numb, and I, you know, kept my attention as best I could at the eye center, but I felt very hot.
Look here. I think I explained to you when you sit for meditation, withdraw your attention from all outside first. Then withdraw all your attention from the body below the eyes, because the seat of the soul is at the back of the eyes. If breathing is going on, you should not be aware of it. You will be aware only when you are watching, your attention now. The soul is dropping down to the back of the eyes. If you have no attention to the body below the eyes, you cannot feel numbness. Numbness is felt only when you are watching, withdrawal. Body will be numbed. This is the wrong way of doing it. You know? Yes, please.
What's the difference?
Do you eat meat and food?
No. What's the difference between
cosmic feeling and consciousness.
What is the difference between cosmic feeling and consciousness?
Cosmic feeling and consciousness.
Thank you.
Who you are, what you are. Can you say? What you are?
I am here. What
can you
what
explain
you are?
What you are? Who you are? Who you are?
You're a conscious entity. A conscious entity can be aware of cosmic. If you're not conscious, you see, you're engaged somewhere else. You won't feel it. As you think you are a thing of the Master, all by radiation you will withdraw all your food required. Mm-hmm. But when you do withdraw outside, cut off from outside, go in. That's why it said, the photo of your friend is within you. Turn inside and find it, as it as you like. Doesn't that appear to you? What I'm committing? True remembrance of Master is the life of the disciple. But when sitting on meditation, you are thinking outside, go in and you find it. When this thing grows very strong, there is one history of one disciple of one saint named Peek. So disciple always repeated the name of Peek. Like a learner, Yahweh. You are considering Bhika as a god. You saw the god in him, Bhik was a saint. The result was, anybody asked, who is your god? You said, Bhik. Who is your prophet? You said, Bhik. It was Mohammedan rain. People passed a judgment over it. Those who believe in any other than God, he is a heretic and should be killed. So all such cases were brought to the notice of the king for his approval before being killed. So his case was brought before the king. He saw it. I mean, he appeared to be so intoxicated, you see. Those of God or anybody some radiation died. Well, who is your God? Weak. Who is your prophet? Weak. Oh, King God, leave all the handcuffs. And the minister said, but I bring you, run away. No, he won't go there. Then he requested, disciple, look here, this is a great dearth of rain. For so many years we had no rain, no crops. Will you kindly request your beast to send rain? Right after it. It was so confident. For him, beast was not man. All right. I'll ask him, tell him. He went away. When are you returning? Because I'll come day after tomorrow. He went away, next day it rained torrents. Whole country was flooded with water. Third day came. I'll thank you to your beak who has sent us rain. Then they did this, you see. All sins, men come and go. They take their food, take rest some time for days and go away. He just written 5-6 villages, the revenue of which should be given to that to peak, so that this kitchen and stuff may go on, people may have rest. He gave him that parchment, authorizing that thing. He said, what is it? Well, it is a parchment authorizing peace to receive all revenue of the 5 or 6 villages. What for? For meeting the expenses. Oh, these parishes will say, I'm not going to take to my peak. I used to be my master name. State. So that is a high stage, of course, and St. Paul said, it is I, not now I, but Christ is in me. Satyam Samprati. Kisses it. He finds it. The ultimate goal of love. Outer sword when stuck against anything that can cut into 2 pieces. But the sword of love is such when it's cut between 2, it becomes 1. Isn't that right? So, that's a child remembers his daughter, mother, always, when you have anything, always looks at him. The lion may be coming to him to eat him up, but he runs to the mother. Leader may be, mother may be eaten up. There's wolf faith in the mother. There's something like that. For that devotion is necessary, you see. For receptivity. It's no new thing. The ultimate goal when 2 become 1. And 1 and 2. The criterion is, you ask the same question from your master. And the same question from the one who is one is him. They will utter the same exact words which one will say the other. When one will remember him, the other will receive message. Sweet wave. Now what you say? Perfume radiates. Thought waves are very strong, you say. Then natural law, you say, I'm not, this is not unnatural. When you get receptivity, when your master remembers, you say, oh yes. I did try mentally. I was at Lahore, sitting in my office, working very hard. And all at once it felt a very sweet perfume wave. Oh, thank God. I noticed the time. Then I ran up to verify. At such a certain time, what was happening? The master will remember you. So this is receptive to you. These things are not given book facts. Of course, you find that it is not I, but Christ is. Shyama Chabrai says, O my master, let me become the body, and you become my soul. Let me become this soul, and you become my body. So that there may be no discrimination, no difference between the two. So that people may not say, he is anybody else and he is anybody else. And this is in person, mantansham to jashuri to jashuri mantansham. Tāna goyan bādhani man dhīgram to dhīgri. So that people may not say later on, you are somewhere else and you are somewhere else. So master and master, they are two in one, even two. Sometimes you will find the initiated opened by me and my master comes up. What? Why should he go? There ought to be reason for that. Sometimes both come up. I tell them, perhaps he may be working through me. That's all I can tell them. It is love, you see. That requires time for it. Real devotion, real sincerity. No show. God cannot be deceived. I can deceive you, you can deceive me. But he cannot be deceived. Without from outside, within your own self, set yourself in the clothes of your body, come to the feet of the soul, there, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Bulle Shah was a knowledge man, not very learned. He came to his guru, you see, he was a gardener. He just planted saplings there. He asked him, well, how the God can be met? Ah, dear, very easy, what? Take from here and put it here. It just will die your attention from all outside and will place within you. God is there. Isn't that the feat of attention? I look at you. No one else can see anything bad. So, would not go where God can, it's all in manifestation. It's all in manifestation. Why does this say in the Bhāṣa, God moving on earth? Let nothing remain between you and the God in man, nor your intellect, nor your body, nor your very self. That's it. God is with you. Take the example of any light, you will say, covered with so many coverings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Course. The more you are taking of covers one by one, you see light. The more you take of more light, more light. In all covers you take, you are all light. Say, well, challenge you, well, why are you going to the place of peace? Come here, God is here. Why are you going there? God is here. Kabir says, I went out to the pilgrimage, pay homage. On the way, God met me on the way and began to fight with me. Why are you going to there? Who told you I'm there? I'm within you. So we are seeking amiss. And some proof of that, you keep the light within. I don't go stop. Arya, leave all of the world. Finish this work and go into the world. First be God and then enter the world. You not be attached to the world. So that's why we must decide our aim in life. We are aimless yet drift. when I left the whole education career, you see. I had to decide what should be my life, my aim. I used to leave my office in the evening at about 4 or 5, go to the wilderness, cross questions, for, against, 10, 12, 1 or class 3 daily, for a week or so. Then I came to the conclusion, God first and God next. The result is, when you decide something, any step you take is the nearest to God. You go day by day near to God. And let this little ego, you see, it raises itself in debt. Everywhere. If he is thankful to him, God has chosen you for that. It is his gift.